From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Italy and Myanmar both hit by major earthquakes. Strong earthquake in central Italy has reduced three towns to rubble as people slept early Wednesday, with reports that as many as 50 were killed and hundreds injured as rescue crews raced to dig out survivors. A toll is likely to arrive as crews reached homes in more remote hamlets where the scenes were apocalyptic, like Dante's Inferno, according to one witness. Sergio Perozzi, the mayor of Amatrice, said, "The town isn't here anymore. I believe the toll will rise." VOA's Jamie Detmer in Italy.
So far, we know that three villages, at least, all three were to the southeast of Nursia, which had the, which was at the epicenter, have been severely damaged. One or two, people are talking about having been leveled. It's been confirmed by local authorities 38 dead, but there are about 150 people still unaccounted for. And they're searching in the rubble for them, obviously. None of the big cities so far have suffered any extensive damage, but this tremor at 3:36, which was, you know, variously reported between 6.2 and 6.4 on the Richter scale, was felt as far north as Bologna, even further, actually, down in Rome and south of Rome as well.
Meanwhile, a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook central Myanmar Wednesday, killing at least three people, including two children, according to local officials, and damaging some of the famous pagodas in the Southeast Asian nation's ancient capital of Bagan. One person was killed, another injured when a tobacco processing factory collapsed. No other confirmed casualties. Early reports suggested limited damage as well. This is VOA News.